Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeitpoint One Purse Trend Inflation. I am Jack, and that is my good buddy and co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Yeah.
He's back on trending!
Hey. I'm back.
He's back
on trending. I'm trying to kick trending, too, but I'm back on it. What are you going to do?
How's it going, man?
Oh, you know, it goes, you know, just maintaining low tones, or whatever they say in Demolition Man. What do they say? Maintain low tones.
I don't remember, but it's getting hard to maintain.
Yeah.
With this 9.1% inflation, man. Stuff's out of control. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gets easier and easier for me to channel Joe Biden every day because my brain's just tired. Anyway, out of control. The only thing that anybody, because everyone was just like, inflation? Well, trust the capitalists. And the capitalists are like, we need to make it harder for people to get money. That's why, because inflation was caused by giving people money. So, yeah, they're just going to raise the rates on our ass.
And yeah, meanwhile, wage growth. Just well behind price increases.
Yeah.
So it's like, it hurts fucking double when people aren't actually like looking at what people's cost of living are too. And they're like, oh yeah. And also the inflation, but also your wages are going to stay there. So it feels like a lot more.
Maybe that's something. I don't know.
Write that one down.
Feels like a really lot more. Uvalde is trending because there's new footage from inside the school showing how little the police did as the attack unfolded. The one that jumped out to me is one of the police officers sanitizing their hands and then opening their lock screen, which had the Punisher, an American flag Punisher logo on it. While the attack unfolded, and they didn't do shit.
Yeah, it's like an hour and 22 minutes or something. And it's really, I mean, I know that they edited some things out because the audio is horrifying. And, you know, a lot of the parents are pretty pissed that this
footage just leaked. They thought they were going to see it before the media did. And then they're just sort of feeling like they're being re-traumatized all over again with like this full, you know, like 70 some minute thing being out there. But I mean, it just shows like how fucked up the actions of the police were like in the fallout of this, like whether it was like refusing to cooperate with an investigation, saying like they didn't want to share body cam footage and just being really deceptive basically throughout the whole process. And yeah. Now you see, you know, just even like the screenshots of people in like full on body armor without any will to do anything. It's really hard to watch. And yeah. Meanwhile, you still have like bootlickers out there who are trying to say that they did this to make the police look bad.
Yeah, motherfucker. They just showed you that the police, in addition to being racist and fucking, you know, the worst thing in the world for a society to have. They are bad at their jobs. They don't do the thing that they claim to do.
I mean, and what we saw more energy coming from them trying to restrain parents who wanted to do something. So
yeah,
it all stinks, and it continues to be a, you know, just a terrible, terrible topic that isn't going away and only gets worse the more we learn about it.
Right. Well, because the police don't do anything other than get mad when anybody points out that they're bad at their job and killing innocent people.
Oh, hate for me to not do my job again by pointing out how bad of a job I do with all the money that we take from taxpayers.
Yeah. Harrison Ford is trending. Usually we don't call it out when a celebrity is trending because it's their birthday. This motherfucker is 80 years old.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I don't know why in my mind Harrison Ford has been like 70 for the last 30 years or something.
I would have, if you had told me he's turning 70, that would have made sense to me. This does not make sense to me.
My man is older than Joe Byron.
That's crazy.
That's what's wild to me. I'm like, this guy's fucking older than Joe Biden. And yeah, it just shows you, man, 80. Life starts at 80, as Donald Trump said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really.
And
does.
Biden is an old 79. Although I think everybody would be an old 79 if they were the president while they were 79.
Yeah,
for the most part, that is a job that, unless you are a sociopath, ages you very quickly. It's very hard and stressful. I think the reason this doesn't make sense to me is the same reason that Joe Biden is bad at his job, is that like my memories of Harrison Ford are from when I was a child.
Right.
So I'm, you know, in the realm of Harrison's Ford, I am, you know, just ill-equipped to accurately assess what age he should be.
Right.
You know, how, like what his career should be like, what, how things should operate in the realm of Harrison Ford. Should he be able to fly a plane? Joe Biden, most of his memories seem to be from a bygone era.
100%. For all the talk right now where people, you know, Biden is dealing with terrible poll numbers and there are people being like, well, then who the fuck can they run in 2024? Well, now that I'm seeing that him and Harrison Ford are like cohorts in the same age cohort, I think Joe Biden should do maybe get a haircut, pierce his ear like Harrison Ford,
start
and then just come
weed.
Back swinging.
Yeah.
You know, that might do it. They're like, Joe, okay, Biden's, how about like Joe Biden a with an earring?
Yeah.
they might do some shit like that.
Hey, man.
He dyes his hair.
But like, if he were in charge of his image, like makeover, and like he got to decide like what was cool and young, that would be the worth the price of admission.
He's like, I'd look like Yul Brynner.
I feel like his earring would be a dangly cross. He would like have a leather jacket, and I don't know, maybe an eye patch. I don't know. Oh, I'm trying to think of like what would Joe Biden's image of a badass.
So like, okay, he's born in 42. You'd probably be like, what was the most lit shit when he was 22? So what was popping in 1966? He would look like whatever the coolest shit was from 1966, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So probably like a James Dean.
Right. It's a white t-shirt with like black jeans.
Yeah.
And I roll up my smokes in the sleeve.
Yeah. Dies immediately upon smoking one cigarette. Yeah. Well, and then on the other hand, we have Trump, who, all right, so Elon Musk was like, maybe Trump should not run. And then Trump clapped back, posted a picture of Elon Musk standing next to him at the, is that called the Resolute desk?
Yeah.
The desk. And he said, whether it's electric cars that don't drive long enough, driverless cars that crash, or rocket ships to nowhere, without which subsidies, he'd be worthless.
Ooh.
And telling me how he was a big Trump fan and Republican, I could have said, drop to your knees and beg, and he would have done it. Now Elon should focus on getting himself out of the Twitter mess, because he could owe $44 billion for something that's perhaps worthless. I love the perhaps. Perhaps. Also, lots of competition for electric cars. I do love this. The thing that this like highlighted for me is like, if Trump just did what like kind of read the tea leaves, we're about to like see some polling around like that a majority of Americans on both sides want to upend the system. If he just read the tea leaves and like somehow became the anti 1% candidate, mm-hmm. like Biden couldn't do that, right? In 2024, like I feel like he would swing, you know, like it's out there waiting for a candidate to be anti-establishment. It would be absolutely crazy for that to be the former president, Donald Trump, who himself is a fake billionaire. But like, it does feel like he could position himself like that because the Democrats just aren't doing it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Jesus. His bad habits.
It's a fucking nightmare scenario where he's just like... He's like, yeah, well, okay, let's. I'll attack billionaires, even though I am one, and we'll make that my thing.
He's like, these billionaires are just full of shit, huh?
Yeah,
they're like, yeah,
right.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, it doesn't. It's not really about the logic of it. It's just
yeah,
about,
it's not. Yeah, it's completely it's just that, not. Like that's what somebody did a profile of, like what modern dictators and authoritarians are like today, and the analysis was that they follow the hate. Like wherever it leads. So right. As long as there's like anger and hatred, the Democrats might need to think about that long and hard, and like that they are leaving it out there for a Republican to come through. Like that's something Tucker Carlson has even talked about, like is like trying to shore up his like, you know, use socialist talking points to get a white supremacist fucking fascist authoritarian you know, policy through. So somebody's going to do it. I don't know. Pretty scary. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And yeah, there's a New York Times polling. The only way that the New York Times can grapple with the fact that they are completely out of touch and the Democrats are completely out of touch is they mention it in polling. But a majority of Americans want to upend the system. We're fucked. If the Democrats don't run an outsider candidate, the country is fucked because Joe Biden is not going to win.
Well, again. Either way, I mean, like, or just, you know, disingenuously use the language as if you're an outsider candidate to swoop up the momentum like that, because that's where it is. They're too many. Again, because we have the class of leaders that we have are so insulated from the trials and tribulations of American life for normal people. They have no fucking clue how angry people are and how the sense of outrage is just simmering. A lot of people, unfortunately, are not critical enough of thinkers to be able to connect the dots and arrive at the right conclusion, which leaves a lot of people on the board to be like, how about my shitty explanation for this? Right. And if that shit catches, then yeah, you're going to be able to turn these people's legitimate sense of outrage over their feelings of not being supported or having any social safety nets and things like that, and be put into a completely different column of voter and give a whole other movement energy. I mean, it's already happening. So we'll see. But again, that's like why there's a piece that I think in like the New Republic or maybe the Atlantic that was just sort of saying like, yeah, people don't like Joe Biden. It's like, but the Democrats have a bigger problem. It's like, who the fuck do they even have?
Right.
Like they said, look at the primary field from even 2020. Like even with Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, they're, you know, I think Elizabeth Warren she's in her mid 70s. Bernie's older than Joe Biden. So like the age thing that puts a lot of younger voters off is kind of like, that could be something that would put people off. With Kamala Harris, her stock is basically tied to how this administration is running, like, and how voters would look at it if she were to run after this, if this administration is as not good as it appears. And what, Pete Buttigieg? No.
Right. Is who they're going to run, though. If it's not Biden, it's probably going to be Buttigieg. But
yeah,
which is, yeah, it's not the answer. And
like, wait, and yeah, just wait for that. I mean, and who knows if people are going to be like, ah, we're still going to jump in the primary field to see what can happen. I mean, Bloomberg got fucking vaporized. Like, they're, yeah. And to your point is, they're not, like, the energy that they have is just to fight, like, activists within the party. Like, that's even what's happening now. Like, Joe Biden's putting more energy into fighting activists within the party rather than being like, no, they need to actually step up to the microphone.
Yes.
Because if the standard bearer for the party is a bunch of people in their 70s, that doesn't spark joy within the voter.
Yeah, it's that's whose fault it's gonna be the Democratic Party and the like New York Times mainstream media's fault when like everyone's gonna blame like America is just full of dumb racists, but it's like, well, there was no option. People, they've been telling you for years that like this shit is not it, and yeah. Y'all didn't do anything other than try and hold back anybody who was willing to do something that was non-profitable, essentially. Yeah.
And I mean, that's why, again, getting involved in local politics is important, you know. And again, I honestly, you know, we're starting to see Gen Z candidates now run for office, and they're on completely different wavelength. Like,
yeah,
I just honestly, I've like I was saying, even as a joke, like more people on the Hill need to be confronted by like younger people also in office and be told like, you suck. And guess what? I got voted in here too, like you did. And just so you know, you're past it. But again, that's what they hear all the time. And they continue to just be like, nah, that's just some rabble rouser kids who we need to use the might of the DCCC to make sure they don't run again.
Netflix and Microsoft, the collabo everyone's been waiting for.
Fuck yeah.
Two of the coolest brands. in America.
Yeah.
So Netflix is partnering with Microsoft for its upcoming ad-supported streaming tier.
Yep.
so get excited,
yeah.
Viewers.
It said there Microsoft will be the global advertising technology and sales partner.
Hell yeah, dog.
When they roll out their cheaper option of like, come on. Nobody want whatever. I mean, look, they're struggling to figure it out. I'm clearly like the appeals to the right are not enough to offset the losses from just the subscriber downturn. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what their offerings are. But it's you can tell this whole thing is like so like insular, like Wall Street facing bullshit. Because isn't it, the consumers are like already like, we don't fucking want ads. Like, fuck that. What are you talking about? Like, you already have to pay more money if you want shit in like HD. So they're saying, right, quote, it's very early days. This is from the Netflix COO. And we have much to work through. But our long-term goal is clear. More choice for consumers and a premium, better-than-linear TV brand experience for advertisers. We're excited to work with Microsoft as we bring this new service to life. Okay, sure.
So I had a question, because I tried to watch Thief, the Michael Mann movie with James Caan last week. And it was only available on three apps, and two of them that I tried watching it on first were only ad supported. And I was like, this is the worst. Well, like a true nightmare. like what, trying to watch a movie and then like having it interrupted every like, you know, 15 minutes with unskippable ad break. And I would have gladly like paid for the higher tier, but like it seems like Amazon has their free, or what is it called? Like Freebie or something.
Oh, where, yeah, something like that, right.
It seems like that is a unique content offering where they're like, these shows are on Freevee, and then we have our shows that you can from our subscription service. But Netflix is going to, it sounds like, just make it so that anybody can watch Netflix. It's just that you have to watch it with ads if you're not paying for the subscription, right?
Or you pay for like a cheaper one, like it's cheaper, but it's ads. But you're still paying. I don't know. Like
that makes sense to me, though, that they would have a version that is ad supported that anybody can watch whenever they want. And then like you just get more people to like, that sounds like a sound business like strategy.
Check. That's why they left us out of Netflix, man.
Right. And I've been giving Netflix good ideas for,
I know.
I'm just dropping pearls on them from day one. Tell
them
about.
I thought getting mailed a couple set like sachets of popcorn, microwave popcorn a week, great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to bring that experience home.
Yeah.
And they just, there's all kinds of like Food and Drug Administration, whatever.
I think it was when I like put in the thing where you also had to mail them a large cherry Coke with ice in it. And like that just kept getting messy and getting other mail wet. They said so. I think that was the problem. Yeah. I think I messed up your idea. But it, I don't know. Like that makes sense to me. Anyways, we'll see. But I'm just excited to see that they're partnering with Microsoft. So cool.
Yeah, like rejoice.
And then finally, Monsters is trending. This is, you know, every once in a while we'll see a trailer is trending. Check it out. Let you know our thoughts. I have never been more confused by one of the trailers that we've checked out. So,
yeah,
The Promise here, Rob Zombie, who I know a lot of film people are like, Rob Zombie's a really good horror director, but very like idiosyncratic. His movies have a very indie vibe to them. So he is in charge of rebooting the monsters, and they put out the trailer, and it really looks like, I mean, you described it best. Like
the quality is so low that I honestly felt like I was watching like a Christian film, like a Christian production company made motion picture, where it's like clearly the color grading is off, like the frame rate is just like slightly off. It doesn't feel like a movie. Like it feels like digital content.
It really feels like, yeah, or like a short from like the early 2000s when people were like, we can make movies on the internet.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm confused. Like it looks bad. Like I get it. If it's camp, that's one thing. But usually something's like camp, but still follows like the normal sort of aesthetic of film. Where yeah. It's like, this feels
holy
like
shit.
My man was like, yo, what's my budget? Oh, he's like, yo, we could save a lot of money and we could just put that in our pocket if we shoot this on a fucking iPhone. Like,
right.
That's what it feels like. The audio mix is strange. The jokes don't quite land.
I mean, the jokes were never really going to land for me because I'm not like a Munsters head, I don't think. I mean, I guess they could have.
Well, Munster is your favorite cheese, but yeah.
Yeah. I am a Munster head, I should say. Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah.
I do like belong to a a group.
The Party Munsters.
Yeah, Party Munsters, exactly. Yeah, this just looks like hell to me. But Rob Zombie Rob Zombie fans, let me know what I'm missing. Or don't. That would be fine too.
Yeah, it seems like an odd reboot. I don't know if this is like straight to streaming or something. But I don't know, man. Just look, there was nothing wrong with Dragula. That was a cool song.
So, yeah.
Think about that, Rob. Do you think that's what his parents say? Rob, remember when you did stuff like Dragula? People really liked that. You think you want to do that again?
I want to make films, mother. Yeah.
I mean, his films are just like super hardcore, like horror movies, like very dark. And
he's like a really nice guy. Like, I met him when I was a kid. I was so frightened. But he was, like, a really, really nice guy. I was like, this is so... I was like, most of the time, I'm a little bit put off by white dudes with dreadlocks. But you?
Yeah.
You opened my heart, Rob.
Anyways, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Get the booster, wear a mask. It's getting bad out there.
Yeah.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.